1450 AM, 103.5 FM, and we're also streaming online. You can get that anywhere, anytime through our website, BighornMountainRadio.com. This is KBBS, and joining me this morning, Bonnie Klasinski. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing very well, and we're talking about something that's coming up here in just a couple days on Saturday, the Mud Pottery Festival. What is a Mud Pottery Festival?
Well, we were just going to call it the Mud Fest, but then we thought people would be confused, so we decided we better put pottery in there. And what it is it's an opportunity for people to come down and see how pottery is made. We'll actually have electric wheels down there and a bunch of different people demonstrating different techniques on throwing pottery. And then we're going to let the public come in and try their hand at throwing pottery.
So they get to sit down at the wheel and try and shape it and do all that?
Yeah.
I'll bet it's more difficult than the people who know what they're doing make it look like.
You think it's like a really easy thing until you start doing it, and then you find out it's not exactly a piece of cake. But lots of practice, and then you get really good at it.
Does the event cost anything?
The event is free, and it's open from kids through any adult. And we are going to have some polymer clay also for kids so they can make little sculptures, and then they take them home and bake them in their oven.
Okay, so you can put them in a regular oven. You don't need, what do they call that, a kiln?
Yeah, just for the polymer clay.
Okay.
For the other clay, you have to have a kiln, to which we call fire them, to get them to be vitrified.
So if somebody comes down here on Saturday, they're really enjoying what they're seeing. They go up there, they try it, they like it. How difficult is it to get the whole setup and put it in your house and start making pottery?
It isn't difficult to do it, but it's a little bit of cost effective.
Okay, so yeah. It costs a little bit of money. They don't give this stuff away.
That's right. The probably the biggest thing, well, besides buying your kiln, which is probably about $4,000 or $5,000.
Okay, so the kiln's expensive.
Yeah. The wheels aren't too bad. They run about $300.
Okay.
But you could do hand building. You wouldn't need the kiln, so you'd be all right with that. I mean, you wouldn't need the wheel.
Okay.
But the shipping. The shipping of the clay.
Oh. So clay's heavy.
Yeah, it comes in 50-pound boxes.
Okay.
So it comes either from, well, we get it either from South Dakota or from Denver, okay, or our two closest suppliers. And there is one up in Montana, too, that you can get some clay from. But the shipping probably is the hardest part on all of it.
Yeah, it's like a lot of things. A lot of people do something and they'll think, well, maybe it'll save me some money. And really, it's more you do it because you like it. I'll use an example of fly fishermen that tie flies. If you get into it thinking you're going to do it because it's going to save you money, you're sorely mistaken. But, you know, yeah, it's fun, and that's why people do it. I would imagine with pottery, the same thing. People just enjoy creating the pottery.
Right. It really is a relaxing hobby, because when you get on that wheel, you sort of get mesmerized on bringing those bowls up, or the cups, or the pitchers, or whatever it is that you're making.
And so is there a limit as to how many people you're going to let sit down and try it? If you know, 200 people show up and they're like, I want to do this, is that going to be too many?
No, the only thing that's going to limit people is the time. Okay. Just the time constraint. We're having six wheels down there.
Oh, okay.
So there'll be plenty of time. And for hand building, it'll run the whole afternoon.
Okay. And so how long does it take if I sit down there and you know, I'm just creating something? What are they creating? Like a bowl or something? Or do you have kind of something simple you're letting them do?
Yeah.
And how long does it take to kind of shape that?
A bowl is the simplest, and it isn't so much shaping it as it is centering it.
Okay.
Which means getting that clay kind of in the middle of your wheel and all of the particles kind of centered in the middle of your wheel. And then after you open it up and throw the bowl, it doesn't take very long. It's just getting it centered so that you don't have a lopsided bowl.
And when you say throwing it, what does that mean?
Well, when I was teaching school, I would have liked to have thrown some pottery. But just when you get on the wheel and make the spin the wheel and make the clay go around, that's called throwing the
Okay. The
pottery.
Okay. And so, again, that's going on this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Have you done these in the past?
Quite some time ago, we had one down in the park. Peggy Rodifer and Verna Lawrence and Tom Perringer put that on. And then they had one out at the old Colonel Bozeman's. And it just, you know, it's quite a undertaking for just a couple of people to do, so it does take a lot of people to put this together and make things work.
Yeah, these things always take more work than you think. If you just show up and you're there, you don't really think much about it. But if you're behind the scenes putting these things on, you realize that there's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah, we have several professional potters coming in to do demonstrations. Some are coming from Gillette, some are coming from Sheridan, and then we have some local ones, and they're going to show people how to throw on the wheel. They're going to do some simple things, and then they're going to do some real extravagant things so you can see the different techniques. We're also going to have pottery for sale for anybody down there that wants to buy some.
Okay, and that's locally made pottery?
Locally made, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Excellent. Want to take a minute. I want to give a shout out to all the sponsors of this event. A&B Bank, Rocky Mountain Sign Design and Print, the Occidental Hotel in Busy Bee, Colleen and Sean Delaney, Silver Sage, The Sports Lure, Paisanos, Gigi's, Blowdorn Lumber, Prezinski Framing, Treasure Chest, Southside Grill, Sagewood, Lollies, The Buffalo Bulletin, Johnson County Rec District, and your friends here at Bighorn Mountain Radio. That's a nice list of sponsors.
Yes, it is. And we couldn't do this without help from our sponsors and from the Johnson County Rec District. They really make it possible for us to put on free events for the public.
Well, and I see here on the sheet I have here that it says vendors. Are you going to have, like, food vendors? Or
We have a couple of food vendors, and then we're going to have mostly pottery vendors, and then there'll be a couple of other people that have come in to sell their homemade things, too.
Okay. Well, again, that's this Saturday, Mud Pottery Festival, Crazy Woman Square, downtown Buffalo, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., talking here with Bonnie Klesinski. Bonnie, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay. And we are going to have a couple of contests that if anybody wants to be in. And some of them are kind of fun, like we blindfold the potter. Okay. And so they have to figure out how to throw by being blindfolded. But the thing about that is most of your throwing is just from feel anyway, rather than from watching what you're doing.
Have you ever tried it blindfolded?
I did. It was all right. It wasn't really great. So, but we are going to do like the tallest container and the biggest bowl and and how many can you throw in 10 minutes, and I'm going to lose on that one. I'm not very fast. So it'll be a really, really fun event.
Okay. Anything else that we left out you'd like to chime in with here?
I just want to tell people to bring their kids down so they can learn how to, they can throw on the wheel or they can do some hand building. Anybody can do hand building, but we also have some polymer clay, which you can bake in the oven and make little things and take those home. So that'll be fun for people to take home. And I just want to say that the Johnson County Arts and Humanities Council puts on 4 big events a year. And we have sponsors usually for all those events, and we'd like to thank the public and our sponsors for helping us do these events.
Excellent. Yeah, that's one great thing about here in Johnson County is it seems like when people are doing things, there's always businesses stepping up and willing to support that.
Yeah, yeah, it's really great. We couldn't do it without our businesses and without the rec district.
All right. Once again, Bonnie Klesinski, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, and hope to see you down there.
I'll be down there this Saturday.
All right.
All right, everybody keep those dials tuned right here. It's KBBS.